Hey, what took you so long? I was starting to think you might not be home, but I mean, your car is here, so. Huh? What do you mean, who am I? Shit. Silly. It's me. Terry? Duh. What? Stop exaggerating. I don't look that different. Besides, you've seen me in a dress before. About that. Hey, are you gonna let me in? It's cold as fu- out here. It's cold out here. Thank you so much. So, look what I've got. Ta-da! I made us some brownies. And I managed to not burn them. See? Huh? What do you mean, why? Isn't it obvious? Cheer you up, duh. I just thought, I don't know, maybe they would help or something. Hey, come on. It's me. You don't have to act like you're okay, 'cause I know you're not. Oh, whoa. Hey, easy, easy. I'm gonna drop the brownies. Oh, sorry. You just caught me off guard, is all. Here, let me just put these down in the kitchen, then I'll be ready. Huh? What? No. You didn't almost knock me over just now. Oh, don't be stupid. Silly. Don't be silly. I didn't lose my balance. This isn't even the first time I've worn heels, okay? Huh? Oops, don't worry. I can carry them myself. There we go. Now. All right. Come here. There, there. It's okay. I'm here. And I've got you. I knew you'd be taking it rough, but man. You know? I'm glad I came over. I just can't believe she dumped you. How did I know? Your mom told my mom, and she told me, and made me promise not to let you know that I knew. But yeah, I'm glad I broke my promise too, because you're more important to me. Hey, why don't you, here, try a brownie? Because I worked really hard to do this salted caramel thing on top. I really think you'll. What? What's wrong? Oh, that? Yeah. I'm wearing a bit of makeup, just some foundation and concealer, and a little mascara and some lip gloss. Look, why are you being all weird about my makeup, man? Why? No, don't be silly. I've worn makeup before. Well, it's not my fault if you've never seen me in makeup before. It's not like we spend every second together anymore. Hey, come on now. Brownies. See? Not bad, huh? Only took me two tries to get that salted caramel topping thing, right? So, listen, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but maybe you can tell me what exactly happened. What made her end things? Wait. What? She said she didn't have time for a relationship? Well, that's one hell of a thing to say 6 months in. What? Was spending one evening a week with you too much of a drain on her schedule? Were those, like, 12 hours a month really gonna keep her from that promotion? Of course she bailed half the time anyway. Why am I not surprised she couldn't even clear that low bar? I guess spending some time with her boyfriend was just too much to ask. No, don't defend her. Look, I know I'm not as good as you are at math, but if you were together for 6 months and only saw her every other week, that means you only saw her like 11, 12, 13 times. Dude, that's not a relationship. That's a temp job. I saw you more while you were dating her than she did. Oh yeah, I bet she noticed. Didn't have enough time to drag her ass herself to drag herself over to see you. But of course, plenty of time to notice you were hanging out with what was it she called me? Little Miss Fudge. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Little Miss Goth. Honestly, I'm not even goth. AC/DC isn't goth. What a dummy. What a big dummy. Honestly, maybe it's for the best. 'Cause you deserve someone who doesn't consider spending time with you an obligation. You deserve someone who wants to spend every moment they can with you. Like me. Yep. That's what best friends are for. Hey, is it okay if I, like, get a glass of water? My throat's a little dry. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, milk would go great with the brownies. Here, I'm gonna go get us some glasses. Absolutely not. I came here to take care of you, so you're not lifting a finger, okay? No, sir, no. Here we go. Hey, what's wrong? What do you mean I'm being strangely nice to you? I'm always nice to you, aren't I? Oh. Yeah. I guess I am normally kinda hard on you after your breakups. That's I'm sorry. It wasn't fair of me to blame you for getting hurt just because I thought the girls you were dating were bad for you. I just got so frustrated that you were that these girls I knew they would that you'd get no I can't do this. I can't lie to you about this. Look, I wasn't hard on you for not seeing the signs that you'd get hurt because I wanted you to learn from it, or because I knew that those girls would hurt you. Because, well, I didn't. I mean, I did want you to learn not to date girls like that, but it wasn't because I wanted you to find someone better. It's because I was jealous, okay? Jealous of what? Jealous of what? I don't... How can you... Come on, man! I show up to comfort you wearing high heels and a dress after I spent all day making special homemade brownies just to cheer you up? What am I jealous of? I'm jealous that you were dating them and not me. I'm jealous that they got to hold your hand and fall asleep in your arms. I'm jealous that they were the ones who got to have your fingers running through their hair. Jealous that they got to press their lips against yours. All mine were just here. You know, fuck it. Do you understand now, you dummy? Are you okay? You look like I just punched you in the face or something. No, that's fair. I did kind of surprise you there. Yeah, I'm wearing perfume too. Huh? Oh, you like it? Thank you. That's good, because I hoped you would. It's lemon something. I figured you'd like it because you like lemon stuff, and you really like my dress? I picked it out because I thought you'd like it. I actually thought about getting lipstick to match, but it was too expensive. Huh? What? No. Hey, don't worry. I didn't spend that much on all this. I mean, I spent a little. Why? Well, I sorta wanted to look more girly and feminine, 'cause, you know. Come on, man. You have a type, and it's pretty girl. I just thought that maybe if I was a pretty girl tonight, I'd have a better chance with you. Was I right? You can't lie to me. I know you too well. That's the same face you made when you were oogling Allison Ackerman at prom, you know. Ooh, pretty girl. So, tell me, do you think I'm pretty now? Really? I was always pretty? Well, that's so sweet of you to say, but I think you're avoiding the question. It's okay, you know? It's okay if you like seeing me like this. Because that was like the whole point. To look nice. For you. For you. And only you. But you. You still haven't answered my question. Do you think I'm pretty now? See? Was that so hard? Hey, what are you? Oh, wow. I didn't know you could pick me up. Huh? You don't think you can make it to your bedroom? Fuck it. Let's just get on the couch. Oh gosh. This is really happening. I Oh yes. Yes, right there. On my neck. Oof. How are you? Oh, so good at this. Well, those bitches were really fucking stupid to dump a boy who could do all this. What? What are you laughing at? Oh, you like it when I swear? Well, come here, because I've got one for you. I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. Much better. Now, let's get this shirt off of... Aw. Hey. This is the one I got you for Christmas. Aw. I'm so tempted to just leave this on. Nah. If I let you see me with my top off, I think it's only fair that I get to see you out of yours, right? Good boy. Oh. Wow. You're beautiful. How could anyone treat you like they did? They didn't deserve you. I don't know that I do either, but I'm gonna try. Yeah, I'm gonna try. Right now. Okay. I'm take my my I'm gonna take my dress off, and 'cause I'm not wearing pants, that means that'll be it, and you'll see me in my underwear for the first time since we were little. Some things have changed since then, but I promise it's still me. No, I don't still have that scar from when I fell off the jungle gym. Shut up! Shut up! And help me take this off, okay? Hi. Don't just stare at me. Say something. Please. My underwear? Do you like it? I knew I couldn't just go all girly with the dress and wear boxers. So I got the bra and panties to lingerie. Really? I just asked the lady at the store for something my boyfriend would like, and oh, okay, I see it. Yeah. So, do you like it? Good. 'Cause you're the only one I'd wear pink underwear for. So if you didn't like it, I'd just return it. Now, having just established that you like it, off goes the bra. Well, you're not laughing, so I guess that's a good sign. I mean, you've seen me in a bathing suit, so you already knew how big my tits were, but I don't think you've seen them naked before. Now, where's that hand of yours going? No, don't pull back. It's okay. Can feel them if you want. Here, let me help. Give me your hand. There. See? Now just. Yes, just like that. Okay, mister. You'll get to play with them later. I promise. For now, let's get these pants off of you. Wow, that's fuck. That's your cock. Okay, here we go. How's that feel? Do you want me to go faster? Yeah. Okay. I'll just Oh. I guess I don't need to ask. If that feels good. All right. Let me see. I think next I. Oh, that's not. Hang on. That's not so bad. I was worried it would taste weird. But you actually taste kind of nice. Yeah, it feels nice. Am I doing a good job? Well, I'm glad, 'cause this is my first time doing anything like this, so I was worried it might not feel good. Which brings me to what comes next. I just want you to know that you're the only one I would do this for, okay? Breathing. Forgot about breathing. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Just let me catch my breath. So, how was that? That feel nice? Yeah? Good, good. No. I know I don't have to suck your cock. And I suppose, I have made my opinion on blowjobs and men who feel entitled to them, perfectly clear. But I mean, like I said, all this for you and only you. And just let me pump you a bit. Come up for air and this is actually kind of nice. But only because it's you. Okay. I think it's time. As much as I'm enjoying sucking you off, I think you're ready for me to fuck the shit out of you now, yeah? Glad we agree. Now, let me just, yeah, alright, whew, now, I'm gonna take my panties off, and, I soaked these through, definitely can't return them now, but I mean, that's not a problem, because you like them, right? Yeah. So, I guess they're worth keeping around. But speaking of things that are soaking wet, unless I'm mistaken, this is the first time you're seeing this, yeah? Do you wanna, oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. That's all you. Are you ready for what comes next? Here, hold my hand, please. Well, here we go. Oh my gosh. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, keep putting it in. Yeah? Oh my gosh. You feel so, oh, big. This makes sense. I have toys bigger than, why do you feel so much better? Oh, shit. I can feel you filling me up.
fuck. Oh, you feel amazing. It feels amazing. You feel amazing. Fuck. You like that, baby? You like the way I ride your cock? You like the way my tits bounce, baby? Guys like this during sex, right? Dirty talk and shit. Well, I can't help that I'm not very, very good at. So good. Oh, fuck. Ooh. How am I supposed to talk all kinky and shit when I can barely. Fuck. Don't start. Thrusting up into me like that while I'm in the middle of fuck, you're such I can't say dick head right now, can I? Not while I'm riding you. Shit. Stop grinning, you shithead. I'm the one making you feel good. That was the plan, but fuck, I didn't think I'd get this far, and fuck, I think I'm gonna come first. I'm sorry, baby, I can't help it, you just feel too good, you just feel too good. You're gonna come too? Okay, then let's come together, yeah? Yeah? Go come inside me. Fill me up with your. Fuck, fill me up, baby. Fill me up with your. Fuck you, yeah, I can't believe. Fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. amazing. I can still feel your cock throbbing. Feel your cum shooting up into me. Like warm little fireworks going off inside of me. Fuck you, asshole. I don't care how slutty it sounds. It makes me happy. I'm gonna snuggle up into you. Let me just, No. Don't pull out just yet, please. I like the way it feels. The way you feel inside me. Stay in just a bit longer. Please? I'll get better at this. I promise. Sex, I mean. As much as I appreciate that, I think amazing is a bit of a stretch. I want to get good enough to make you come over and over again till your toes curl, you're gasping for breath, and you can't stop smiling. Well, just like how I'm gonna learn how to walk in heels for date night. Of course I'm gonna dress again like this, silly. What? You thought once I secured the girlfriend spot, you'd never get to see me all dolled up again? Fat fucking chance. I mean, I'm not gonna be dresses, heels, and panties all the time. But knowing it drives you crazy, knowing it makes you happy, why wouldn't I do that for you? For you and only you. For you and only you. Tomorrow, I'm gonna figure out our schedules. I'm not gonna be like her. None of this every other week bullshit. I'll come over like 4 times a week. And weekends. And on every holiday, I can get away from my family. Huh? What do you mean there's an easier way? Move in? With you? Yes! 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 A million times yes! I am going to pamper and adore the shit out of you every day. You wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Every single day. Just don't tell my mom, okay?